In all, voters approved 11 constitutional amendments in November, 7 from the Constitution Revision Commission, 2 from Citizens Initiatives, and 2 more placed on the ballot by the legislature. Leading the charge against the CRC is Governor Ron DeSantis.
Last year we had so many amendments that I think we need reform. Whether this is enough, I don't know. I personally think we should get rid of the Constitutional Revision Commission.
The commission meets every 20 years to propose changes to the Florida Constitution. It drew criticism last year for bundling unrelated issues in single amendments. He singled out the CRC's Amendment 9.
I mean, when you have these amendments going on the ballot that have multiple policies in one amendment, so you literally had to vote on offshore drilling and vaping in the same amendment. And I don't see how that makes sense.
The state Senate voted 35-4 during the just completed session for a proposal to eliminate the commission. It also voted unanimously for a separate measure to restrict the commission to single subject ballot proposals. House leaders did not bring either proposal up for a floor vote. Any changes to the CRC would require a constitutional amendment. DeSantis also contends that too much policy has been put into the Constitution.
If you want to do policy through an initiative, it should be a statutory initiative, because if the policy doesn't work out, then you're hamstrung. You got to go back and do another amendment process, and that's cumbersome. So I think there's a lot of things, but I think what happened last election with some of those bundled amendments was not good.
Last year's 37-member commission was mostly appointed by then-Governor Rick Scott, then-Senate President Joe Negron, and then-House Speaker Richard Corcoran. One member was former State Senate President Don Gates of Niceville, a co-sponsor of Amendment 9, who says that was the only way to get a drilling ban onto the ballot.
I personally didn't believe that we ought to be bundling topics together. I still felt that the amendments ought to have been separated, but I felt it was very important to our military mission and our tourism and our economy and our ecology to keep drilling off the shores of Florida's coast.
Amendment 9 passed with 69% approval. While Gates shares the governor's frustration, he adds that the commission provides the only way ordinary citizens can have a say in what can be placed on the ballot and perhaps to be added to the Constitution.
There were a lot of those days when I wish I was in the dentist's chair without Novocaine instead of sitting through the meetings that I sat through. The only other ways to change our Constitution are to raise millions of dollars, do a petition drive, or to spend millions of dollars to lobby the legislature.
Instead of abolishing the CRC altogether, Gates says there are a number of ways that the panel can be approved when it meets again in 2038.
By eliminating bundling, providing a different way for commissioners to be selected, and for limiting the scope of what the commission can do. But I do think that it's a safety valve to allow ordinary people to have a chance to change the way and how their government is structured and operated in the state of Florida.
Gates was the lead sponsor of Amendment 12, which overhauls Florida's ethics laws as they pertain to public officials. It passed with 73% of the vote.
The only way that that could have been added to the Constitution was by the people themselves. The legislature wouldn't do it. That's Jesse James becoming a bank guard. There's no way that you could have raised the money to add it to the Constitution by petition method. There's no fundraisers going on to improve the standard of ethics in public officials.
While Governor Ron DeSantis and others are frowning at the Constitution Revision Commission, the legislature did approve a bill late in the session which places more restrictions on petition gathering. For example, petition gatherers now must register with the state, and they cannot be paid per signature. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.